cream.
All right, we're about
don't
to.
Like crispy cream.
No, I like Krispy
Kreme. Is that what you said off the microphone?
He just had to get that on the recording. We love Krispy Kreme. If Krispy Kreme is listening, send us some donuts.
We love Krispy Kreme. Remember, Scott has some doubts. So we need Krispy Kreme donuts to try to change his mind.
We need a dozen of each flavor so we can try to convince.
Wait, they have a lot of flavors. That's okay. All right. I'm down for that.
Right? We got to convince him.
We should have several of raspberry foods.
Okay, so if any dairy farms are listening, we also need a lot of milk.
All right, now we're going to do what's called the first pass. This is a little different from what we just did because...
Excuse me.
And that was the lady, by the way, for those of you listening.
That was actually kind of impressive.
That's your outfit,
at least. All we need were the little bubbles coming out of her mouth.
First pass is going to be different from what we just did because, first of all, it's going to go in order. And Vince is going to be the lens, and he's going to choose a focus, which he's going to pick something to focus on, which can be something that's already out here, or he can make something totally up new. And so what is your focus going to be?
Focus. Now, how detailed do I get with the description of this?
You don't need to be detailed at all. If you just want it to be the orcs, you can just say orcs are the focus.
All right. We'll say that.
All right. So during this pass, each person is going to do either a period, an event, or something new called a scene. And in the scene, we're going to be role-playing. You're going to state the question that you want to ask, set the stage, you're going to choose characters, you're going to say who's required to be there, who's banned, who can't be there, and then if a character is not required or banned, somebody can make up a character to play as we're going along. But everything that we're doing on this whole round has to be related to... And what did you decide? Just the orcs? That's it?
Just orcs in general. That opens up all kinds of stuff, but it has to do something with orcs.
And it starts with, this time we have to go in order, so you have to be thinking before it gets to you. Joseph?
Do I put anything down?
No, you go last, and you do two things to sum it up, remember?
All right.
So, I mean, I could do this as either an event or a dictated scene. I don't know which one would be better.
A scene means you want to answer a question.
Yeah,
is there a question?
I already really got the answer. I mean,
so, that'd be you could do a dictated scene then.
It'd be or an event, I guess.
Either whichever.
Yeah. I'm gonna talk this out before I write it down.
Doing a dictated scene? Do you want a green of the card or no card?
I mean, it's definitely a scene.
You want to use a different card?
Happened at a specific time, but it's.
Oh. She shocked me with her tone.
If you let us role play it, you might get not the answer that you want. That's
exactly.
The thing.
I mean, it's not.
If you let us role play it, you will probably not get the
big thing. The big thing is, I don't
that's
have a question. I have
some
what happens.
Last time.
I don't have a question. I have what happens. So
that would just be an event then.
I couldn't do it as a thing. I could pose it as a question.
Now, hypothetically, if we did a scene on the nation,
would
we each become a nation's representative?
When you set up the scene, if it's you that's setting up the scene, you dictate who has to be there, who can't be there, and as we go around...
And simple answer to your question is no, you'd be a person, you would not be a nation. You could be a person representing
a
nation.
Yeah, a representative of a nation.
But this period, this time, it has to be related to the orcs. You can go back to that, but it has to be related to the orcs somewhere.
So, my question is, why did the orc, what's it called when you have a group of people representing a nation at an event?
Ambassadors?
Emissaries?
Emissaries. Why did the orc emissaries...
From the different clans, emissaries from different clans.
Storm out of the formation of the Council of Nations.
And since he's dictating, he's going to tell us why they stormed out.
And you can put that. He can put that here with the High Orcs, or it can be back here with the Council of Nations.
It needs to be when it happened. It wouldn't happen over here. They wouldn't still be having the Council of Nations.
I'm going to have this as a long-standing grudge that eventually leads up to that,
Screw right. You guys. I'm going to take over all y'all.
I'm taking off all. I'm going home.
That's right. Forget you guys.
Christy, you need to be thinking of yours.
So I'm
I'm
I don't really want us to roleplay this because I think it's going to end really quick, but I do want some input from everybody. Why? You know,
You're not supposed to do that.
I know, but it's a scene. You're allowed to get input in scenes. That's the reason why you, you know.
Well, if you don't have an answer, why not roleplay it?
Okay.
I thought you had an answer already. I thought
not really. I mean, I have my idea, my seed, what is them storming out? I mean, I don't really care why. So,
well, but the why? Why do they storm out? That gives a context.
Who? Any representative of any nation is fine.
You don't have to dictate anybody. You can just let everybody decide who it is.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just. Yeah, anybody.
But there needs to be an orc emissary in there, right? One of them needs to be at least an orc emissary.
Yeah,
that would be funny to do the scene and nobody does an orc.
We're gonna be talking about
after they left.
I don't know, that was really weird. Why do you think he left?
At least just the orc ambassador and everybody else can be there.
Orc ambassador and any other ambassador.
Anyone banned? All right, Christy, you want to play a character? We're gonna role play this scene. And what we're looking for is the answer to the question that he asked during our role play.
Can I have the list of peoples? The peoples! Yeah, I need it by people.
I was about to say, yeah, the sorted by races might be the easiest way to find the race.
I'll play the volcano. The people.
There's people. There's lots of them right here.
That's cute. He thinks he's a people.
He is a
people. No, you're not.
Right, she's looking for who she's going to be. You want to be?
I will be the halflings.
The halfling ambassador.
From the city of Dalen?
No, it's half purse.
Half purse.
Hide purse.
Hide purse.
Hide purse.
Hide purse.
All right. Do you want to play a character? You don't have to.
I'll play a character.
Who are you going to be?
You want to be the orc emissary? Orc ambassador.
I can be the orc ambassador.
All right. He's going to be the orc ambassador. Do you want to be a character?
I'll pass.
I'll be the chairman, and we'll make him. Randomly pick a race for the chairman to be.
Arachne.
Roll down.
Oh, yeah, it probably would be Arachne. Never mind. He's a spider guy.
I picked evil humans.
That'll help explain.
So I'm a spider guy. I'm the spider guy chairman.
Spider guy.
Let me see the list of races so I can decide.
Disney Marvel can't sue us.
We just want to eat the mushrooms. You can't eat the mushroom, but we want to eat the mushroom.
They're delicious in a nice butter sauce.
I
move.
I will be.
Evil gnome.
No, I'll be the Ram Men. I'll be the emissary from the Ram Men.
I'll be the emissary from the Minotaurs.
Rah.
Just because that'll be interesting.
Come on, Chrissy. Pick one.
Be one of your Genasi.
By the way, it makes sense for the whole big story.
Yes.
So you guys are emissaries from both sides of the Minotaurs, or the horny people. You guys are royalty.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Actually, I should have
done
the Barb Devils.
Too late, you're
right. The chair recognizes the halfling ambassador.
Remember the context.
Council of Nations.
That's formed at Arrakis and ushering in peace. And the real question is, why did he swarm out of the Council of Nations?
He's not left yet.
No,
yet, right?
He's still here.
Isn't Arrakis a desert planet?
It's in the desert.
One of them is in the desert.
It's a cavern of the desert, but it is in the desert.
Order.
So tell me again, what is your guy's name?
Zul. High Chieftain Zul.
Zul.
There is only Zul.
Why will you not allow us to establish trade relations with you?
For decades, our people have been subjugated because we've been accused of piracy. Now,
only because you've been pirates.
I cannot help what minor clans do. Just like you cannot help when certain brutes decide not to honor treaties.
Those are Minotaurs. They are not me. Not but my people.
Those treaties were not signed in blood as is required.
Everything that we do is signed in blood.
Those ones!
Why can't we trade with you?
You can trade, but you must trade fairly. But your warriors have no honor.
We've never traded unfairly.
Really?
When you speak of no honor...
Have you looked in the mirror lately?
Gentlemen, there's no need.
No honor. No honor. I believe it was your people that caused the great crash. You know, it was your people.
The great crash? It's because your people can't count money.
Can't count money.
My fault.
You hired us as mercenaries. Three of the class.
Wait. You're hiring mercenaries? For what purpose?
What? You're hiring orc mercenaries? You wouldn't do it. I'll offer the job to you first. You didn't pay enough.
What is the issue here? You have the right to hire whoever, as long as
that's
we all come together to make agreements.
I just
correct?
Want to establish a trade route with him, and now there's a problem because he doesn't feel he got fair market value. Hold on, let me try to talk like an orc.
Fair market
value. For your services.
That's rather funny seeing a halfling speak with a voice that so deep.
There's no there need is. To be so harsh.
Well, if the puny people were able to have honor, and I ain't going to hide behind your horse and stab you. I challenge you to a duel.
Fine, let's go outside! Stop stabbing me!
Alright, let me ask you this question. Did we agree upon the contract? Yes or no?
I claw at him. He offended
no,
me.
No, no duels here.
Look at this parchment! Is my father's blood with our seal right there!
So you agreed to the contract.
And there is your king, or what do you call him? The high fool! Or the high whoever, because you're always high.
High fool.
He just called your king the high fool.
Might be. But we did pay the required amount. It's not my fault that your people cannot barter.
You orcs have made agreements. You should stay with them. You should follow those agreements.
Tell that to the high fool or the high scepter or whoever they call.
I will tell you once more. If you call my king a fool, I will take
Chancellor,
you into the yard now.
Chancellor,
just
like
because
you
have your Minotaur bootlickers here, I will die with honor.
I don't need bootlickers.
I will take at least somebody.
Order. All right, I recognize. Who are you again?
Crenshaw, emissary from the Red Men.
The Ram Man proposes an inquiry into what?
Into you're making claims that he's treated you unfairly. And there's no evidence of this and other than what you're stating.
How many inquiries are we going to have at this meeting? I mean,
apparently until the orcs get their way.
I was under the impression we were here to talk about the thing that was awakening in the west.
Obviously, once again, the orcs are left out.
Once again, you are bickering over nonsense when our world is in jeopardy.
Before I even won my first battle, we used to travel. I saw you in the arena. You are great. It's when you meet your hero up close and to see what they've turned into. I am disappointed in you, sir.
We have a
what
motion.
Has happened to you?
We have a motion on the floor for an inquiry. All in favor of the inquiry?
Aye.
I'm tired.
All opposed?
Aye.
All right, there will be. Oh, it's a split.
Well, you can rule it.
All right. There will be an inquiry into the orc business practices.
She'll rule the day.
Rule the day?
Especially in war. He doesn't even know what rue the day means.
Alright, so the orcs stormed out due to
inquiry.
People questioning their honor, basically.
Yeah. Inquiry.
I don't even know how the halfway's got.
I mean, I'm like,
halflings are calling out the orcs.
Well, the funny thing is that I noticed the orc was actually making the halfling's case, saying, I have this contract signed in
blood. That's what I'm like.
That's kind of what you did.
And the paladin was like, I thought we were here about a caress.
Yes, yeah, so that's very important.
We get to right.
That's that.
All right, what you got, Christy?
I don't know. I'm going to pull her out.
I hate when that happens.
I know.
Okay, so do we need to do the Jeopardy theme?
No, that doesn't help.
I know, but it makes us laugh.
So I'm going to put this above this.
Yeah, because that comes later.
It kind of happened the same time. But,
well, actually, it probably should happen before, or they never would have gotten the contract with the orcs.
There's a thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Huh? There's... Maybe they didn't.
I don't see anything about contract with the orcs.
Well, the trade routes that he's the contract that he talked about that he established.
No.
Nothing on there says contract with the orcs.
With all nations, though.
Well, that's you can always do backroom math.
Basically, what happened? You know, this is basically I think what happened is he tried to we're trying to do a contract together. Basically, some halfway tried to do a subcontract. You know what I mean? Cheat the orcs out of something.
Yeah, these halflings aren't necessarily cheaters the way I envision them. They're just very good at trade.
At trade, yeah.
They're Ferengi.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, no. Mm-hmm. I hate the Ferengi.
The rules of acquisition?
Yeah.
I hate the rules of acquisition.
I do.
Okay.
Your guy was a former arena champion.
Apparently. That was cool, yeah. Suddenly I became an arena champion.
Former, you
and
were
it
retired.
Has to involve orcs.
It's okay, I'm still a champion. The championship still stands.
We came to watch you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you
back when I was a kid.
I noticed you didn't challenge me to a duel, you pansy. I'm just saying.
Everybody ignored the fact that the halfway one's going over to smack him. All right, let's die again.
No. He said he'll die with honor because he'll take everybody on, but, you know.
Come on, Christy.
So what are you
doing?
I'm sorry. Some guards there.
With the webs to keep people in place.
And be thinking about what you guys want to do.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do.
I already got mine.
Okay.
Unless Chrissy steals it.
She won't. Although we do brain link from time to time. She's not going to take this. I think her world tree sick.
Oh, yeah. Jerk. Great big me.
I didn't kill it.
Well, no, because she said she made it so you couldn't.
Oh, do we have to put light and dark on the scene?
Yes.
I couldn't remember.
And that'd kind of be leading towards dark, eh?
I'm going to put that as dark.
I don't know. That's a good thing that the orcs are, you know, gone.
Jerk.
Yeah, but they start building this empire to take over the world after
we
that.
We don't know that then.
Well, because an evolved race of high orcs comes out. You know, those were the idiot orcs. That we were
their own contract.
Yeah.
In your blood.
Yeah.
You're the reason happened.
Did we create a new race there? Or
they evolved.
The same?
They evolved. They're tied in cheeses by the athletes.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's...
Oh, no, it's part of the...
We need to come up with high orcs. Someone will come up with that, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. The thing is, though, they evolved because they're tired of getting cheated by the Avalon traders.
How am I cheating? You won't even let me trade there.
See, that's where you don't understand. In order to have trade, you have to, you know, trade something.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert in trade affairs, but I feel like you got
to... This is what happened. Contract, I guess the contract was put together... And then they took it back to everybody like, wait, we're being cheated.
The problem is that the contract was written in words and not pictures, and the orcs couldn't understand it.
Hey, you showed an orc holding
a bag, and then a halfling offering some weed,
and then that orc started getting blood and teeth with a handprint. Oh, I agree.
Hey, you created them.
No. You established that. The high orcs are intelligent. Centers of learning.
They walked out and started this.
An idea, though.
All right. So she's got something going.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny is waiting. Do you have yours in mind or scribbling it down? Might be a good idea. Scott?
Trying to think.
You gave me back your cheat sheet. Does that mean you don't need them anymore?
Oh, no, I don't need them. I think I know what I want to do. I'm not sure how to word it.
What are you writing, Christy? You're supposed to talk first.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's so she rule. Has Khajiit and Polar Owls form a complex system of intelligence.
Huh? Trading.
Oh, okay.
To combat.
To combat.
Glad you put that
empire.
In.
Orc Empire.
So trading secrets.
Yeah.
Well, one of them is the Masters of Spies, and the other one goes around, like, making maps of everything, so...
Mike's folding his up, so apparently he took part
of it. No, it's just, it just doesn't work.
All right, so where do you want that? It's probably in here, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's going to be light, too. I forgot to...
So.
And
where do you want it? Does it happen before the Gnomes and Evil Races align? I'm guessing that might be good.
It might have been after the evil happened, out of need.
Okay.
And then mine is the high orcs driven back by lions of good races led by halflings.
Well, that kind of smashes mine.
Wait, what?
Say it again. High orcs driven
back by an alliance of good races. Led by halflings.
Yeah, but that just doesn't make sense, because, you know, halflings. Oh, wait, no, they're okay. We like
that. Destroys both mine.
It happens. Just
it happens.
But you got to think on your feet. That's what this is about.
Scott,
what do you have? What are you thinking?
You doing a period?
I think I'll do a...
winter court.
I think I'll do a period.
Okay. As long as it has something to do with orcs, it can be different from high orcs, old orcs.
Silvercrest. How about orcs? Okay. See, watching the humans and dwarves and unite against the what you call it? The orcs, the high orcs, the orc factions, the orc family. You know, the minotaurs take their time and start developing their own airships to disrupt the airship trade. Since everybody's busy down there saying, ha ha.
Okay, so is that a period or an event?
Sounds like an event.
I do.
All right, while he's writing, what you got?
Well, considering... he's unimportant.
Gnomes and various evil races align with the High Orcs. Khajiit and Polar Owls form a complex system of intelligence trading to combat Orc Empire. Dwarves and good humans unite to make special armor for knighthood. And High Orcs driven back by alliance of good races led by halflings. That's what happens in the High Orcs.
That pretty much sums it up, though.
Do you want to do a scene that asks a question? Do you want to add something else that has to do with the orcs? Maybe their involvement in the World Tree being six, some event under that.
I was thinking about that.
Or remember, we can put stuff underneath these two.
Yeah, these are actual periods that you can put stuff under. It just has to do with orcs.
This is dark. It's dark.
And where does it go? So Minotaur Empire, yeah. Empire take advantage of good races, fighting
orcs.
Fighting orcs develop airships to become pirates.
Yes.
So
airships already happened.
Yeah, they've already happened. So, but maybe they become airship pirates.
Well, they develop while everybody's kind of over there fighting with the orcs.
Develop is a loose term.
So develop airship
like
pirates.
Corporate espionage?
Yeah, they stole the technology.
Well, they're becoming airship pirates. Where do you want that?
They're not as good as the ones that Genasi
made. Of course
made.
Not.
No, they're better pirates, though.
They're better pirates, though.
All right, so where is that going?
Should be going right here, because at either end of this, or because everybody's busy kind of...
Well, actually, it could happen over there.
Yeah.
I mean,
because everybody's kind of...
It doesn't here. Have to happen during the rise of the Empire. It could be over there.
It could be over there. Because they'll take advantage of, you know, all y'all are weak and tired after beating up on the orcs. So we're going to take this opportunity.
So where do you want it? Is this where you want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, what you got?
Something about how the orcs became high orcs. I mean, something maybe during the World Tree era.
Spaces between there.
Okay.
How they capitalized.
So that sounds like a scene. You want to know how the orcs became high orcs.
Yeah.
So write the question
we
down.
We actually don't know how much space is between there, so it, yeah, I think it would actually have to be there since he did include the fire.
I got an idea.
So who do you want to be in this scene? Who's required?
What was the scene?
How did the orcs become high orcs?
Oh, that's a good
one. During the World Tree Sick era.
No, you don't write that down.
No.
Just who you want to be in it. You don't have to say anybody. You can let the
anonymous.
People.
All right. Anyone.
So
should I write anyone or?
You don't have to write anything. Where do you want this to be
but
happening?
But you write down as people say who they are. We'll write that down. All
right.
And where do you want this to happen?
During the World Tree era.
At the tree? Actually, at the tree?
Yeah, okay, it's the actual setting for it. So at the tree?
Sure. During their committee on trying to figure out, isn't there?
No committee, just Avril arrived to help find a cure. That's all we got right there.
I'm sure there Aravials had a council to, like a.
You could just have it be set at the World Tree.
Okay.
If you want. Is that cool?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Take so, Mike, who are you going to be?
I'm going to be Orc Shaman Gratub Azotuk.
All right.
Bless you.
I'll be an orcish warlord.
I will be Arborian lore keeper. Oak.
Lots of long things to write there.
I'm not writing the names.
The names are more important than everything else.
Really?
Yeah, the names have to be in there. Because, well, and we'll show you in a minute why.
All right. Name again?
My name is just Gratub, Gratub.
Which, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't write down a lot of names there. So.
I don't think we mentioned Rognam,
Rognam.
It wasn't many. I wrote down Zul.
Rognam. All right.
Zul is
okay. Oak.
Is it an Emerald?
Yeah. Arborian.
Are you anybody?
Keeper, remember?
They're all named after trees and flowers.
That's right.
I got you.
Let's see.
Is that your name?
No.
Or the race?
No.
It's okay. Hey.
Let's see the no-no. From the city.
I'm going to be a pinch-hit spy, spying on it.
Are you just a Khajiit?
So this is a different version of the Watcher, right, from the other game?
Yeah.
There's two Watchers. There's two Watchers. There's the Oak, who's recording the history.
I am...
Name?
Does everybody know you're there? Or
nobody knows I'm there.
Okay.
I'm Grodd. I'm
I need her name first.
Watcher.
No.
Simple, short.
Can I ask you something?
What?
I will not know you there, but you followed me to this thing and saw what I did before
I
came.
We're not going to have room for all these people in that car, are we?
There's a back. Sure.
Okay. All
right, Danny, are you being anybody?
Yeah, I'm Grog. I'm an orc chieftain.
So we got two of them then.
You're a warlord and a chieftain.
Who's higher, warlord or chieftain?
Chieftain.
Okay.
Maybe.
And what are you?
So are you fighting or are you not?
And you're going to be the Orc King? So
no.
We have.
No. I'm...
Maybe your tribe calls them chieftains and his tribe calls them. No.
I'm Zaren Brokenwing. They can't see. I'm actually an Avril, but Brokenwing. I'm dishonored somehow. So I'm here on land and I have a cloak so they can't see my wing. So basically, I'm just like a. Appear to be a. Kind of evil human.
All right, and did you want to be a character?
No, I'm just here to watch all unfold. All
right,
what are you?
Zaren Brokenwing.
And what race?
Ever.
Or like title?
Ever.
Ever.
Well,
Dishonored.
I say I'm probably in hiding too, then, because I don't really know what's going on, and I just happen to.
Yeah, there's a
exactly. Yeah. They're actually really good at hiding.
Until someone pisses on them,
so if you're basically a really big walking stick.
Right. Chieftain. Chieftain.
Yes.
If I cast this right on this tree, it will draw power from the tree.
That's what we've assembled and infuse, here for.
And infuse all the orcs with its power.
And this will give us better strength so we can fight.
I know you're not really aware of intelligence, but it'll also make you more intelligent.
Is that, if that's strength we can use, I want it.
However, if anyone learns of what we have done here, there will be war.
I may have an ingredient that you may need to add.
What is it, Birdman?
I may have flown, but to make it more potent.
How about some Avril blood? How about that?
All right, we'll get it now.
You better talk quickly, Birdman.
You want me to kill this one?
Wait just a second.
Okay.
Speak quickly.
I have an artifact. I have right here.
We kill it and take the artifact?
This is an ancient elven artifact. A real one.
What is it?
As I pull it out.
What's it look like?
All right. You see, there's some ancient elven writings on the bottom of the podium of it. It's like a little podium. But on top of it, it's like a some sort of crystal, some sort of valuable gem. But a gem is half red, and then it's half black.
And what is this going to do?
Basically, I have the last born son, the blood of the last born son of...
That sounds like some shit the halfling tried to sell me. Cut his head off, take the gem, let's do what we're supposed to do.
You see, you see
immense power radiate from this.
Why are you helping us? Why are you being a traitor to your people?
I am not a traitor to my people. They betrayed me.
Black Slaughter.
There's still betrayal.
Give me the item.
Am I killing him?
And what does it do to me when I take it?
Chieftain.
It immensely increases your spell casting abilities temporarily. And if you draw upon a power too much, it corrupts your mind.
He's talking stupid.
As soon as he gives it to me, I start staring into it, and you guys suddenly feel your brains getting bigger in your head.
The World Tree sickens.
Halt! And there's the answer.
Back away from the World Tree.
Too late.
That was good lore keeping, but you know, bad timing. Lore keeping good, timing not so bad.
Basically, what happened? What you saw that I killed Zul, and I made it look like one of the Minotaur princes killed him, and then I have the blood of Zul
inside the
king's son. And
that didn't work out well for you. You got your head chopped off. And that sucked. There's no reward.
But I wasn't able to tell you the story. You killed, that's why her hiding, she knows.
I know, but before orcs were more intelligent, that's probably what they would do.
Probably so.
You were talking some crazy stuff, like, you know.
Too many words.
Yeah, lots
so
of
So where
words.
Is your scene going to go in the timeline out there?
Right under
she saw
the
room,
sick world tree.
Yeah.
And the other one.
Before
the Avrils arrive?
She followed me here.
Before they arrived.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Well, he's not really one of the ones that's helping the tree. He's some kind of traitor, dude.
Yeah. I guess him dying doesn't really play any crucial role.
Yeah, it could be.
Should I write that down?
Nah, you don't have to.
If it becomes a... later on what we do is someone picks a legacy, something that will continue on and persist through other areas.
That would be me this time.
How did Broken Wing become dishonored? You know what I mean?
Well,
or what the hell happened to that Khajiit?
Well,
that Khajiit was a lot of shit.
That Khajiit's eyes just went huge and suddenly like...
That Khajiit was like...
Yeah, while the Ouroborians get killed by the orcs and they try to stop them.
Yeah, all right. How are the orcs involved in the prophecy of the elves' return? Required characters are orc shaman... This is the same name but different guy. Gratub Azutuk and his halfling prisoner Boffin Gamji.
How come he says halfling? Everybody looks right at
me. I don't know why.
You're tight cast.
Bench, you want to be a character?
You're tight cast.
Wait, what was the question?
Sorry.
How are the orcs involved in the prophecy of the elves' return?
Toby Maguire.
Apparently the orcs are involved in everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's it works.
It's almost like somebody chose them.
Why does everyone look at me? Okay, I'll be the orc shaman.
All right. Want to be something?
I ain't gonna be Boffin.
Well, you can be something else.
Wait, what? Say it again. How are they?
How are the orcs involved in the prophecy of the Elves' return?
Pass.
I'll be the halfling.
She wants to be a different race every time.
We do have a lot of options.
Well, but it also gives an opportunity. The great thing about that is you play the races, you get an opportunity to kind of flesh them out some.
One of the different groups that had anything to do with, like, divination.
I don't think so.
So what are we trying to find out?
How are the orcs involved in the prophecy of the elves' return?
Got it.
Right.
That magical stone was actually knowledge. A beacon.
Who was the deity of knowledge? Was there one?
Mm-hmm.
There might not have been one.
Knowledge was a lesser one for Oda.
That's what it's okay.
But did we?
I thought there was.
I thought we did have.
Yeah.
We got no maybe knowledge.
Maybe we had no
because
knowledge.
We got no colleges.
Maybe well, there's
we,
a knowledge.
No, maybe we have no knowledge.
Yeah, the muses.
The muses.
Oh, that's right, were. Mike. Yeah, Mike was the muses.
So one of the humans, maybe.
One of the good. I'm gonna be a.
It's orcs and slaves. So a good human probably isn't cool enough anymore.
Well, depends on how the slave.
Not slave, prisoner.
Oh, prisoner. I thought it was slave.
Yeah. Yeah, human mystic.
Okay. You gonna be something?
Yes.
What's the human mystic's name?
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Oh, no.
No, that's a time loop.
Yes, that's true. Sarah.
Cam.
Newton.
All right, what are you going to be?
Well, that happened pretty
first. We're a bunch of orcs.
I don't know what happened.
So far, there's actually only one orc.
Yeah, one orc, halfling captive.
And a human mystic, which I don't know what she's doing here.
I passed, and I don't know if I want to join in or not. So
you can always pass, and if something seems to fit.
Yeah.
So what are you?
I think I will be a priest of the. You said you're the knowledge god.
Yeah, that's what she is.
Oh, no.
You could be another one though. You'd be two of you there.
Just you know, maybe from a different group.
So I'll be
or you can pass and just come in as something comes up.
I'll be a paladin. I mean, just.
Wow, this is an odd conglomeration of people.
We might show up to save the halfling. You don't know.
Why is the halfling going to get killed? Please.
What's your name, paladin?
Yeah, it's an anti-halfling stuff.
No.
How is he coming to save you, anti?
Why are the halflings involved in so
okay, so
Marcus Swordbinder.
Marcus Swordbinder. And I'm going to be an orc sage, and my name is just Vubub.
Okay. That random name generator is working awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you...
I'll actually be an evil gnome this time. Someone higher up.
Okay. Higher up as what kind of a thing? Like
because the evil race is aligned with the orcs.
Yeah.
So
I'll be not a messenger, but something higher up to
like
pass
a chieftain?
The commands.
Like,
yeah,
chieftain.
Where are we at? What's the setting?
I didn't say that. At least you need to choose that.
There's a certain city you want to be in.
Let's do it in the Orc volcano. City. The temple in the Orc City.
All
right. Like a gnome ambassador.
All right.
Not ambassador, I don't know.
What'd you say?
Evil gnome somewhere.
I'll be a troll worker.
Half troll.
No.
A troll worker?
No troll here.
Remember, the trolls in this world are good.
Yeah, they're good bards.
I'm just a worker. So.
Okay. Draw there.
Yeah, all right.
Because it's an evil city, that means there's not good people.
Well, there's a lot of people in this scene. So somebody kick it off.
Oh, we have to? I thought you were
going to. Well, no, you're the sage, right?
Yes.
All right.
I'm just here.
Sage. Now, what, boss? What is it that we need to do? You've been studying. You've spent all that time.
We've gathered artifacts from all over the globe.
Shocking, shocking prophecies. Tragedy for all orcs.
What tragedy?
The orcs not go.
You can.
Great! Here's your lunches back.
You'll die as soon as you leave the temple grounds.
Oh, they'll never see me.
No. No, but the spell will see you just fine.
We have...
Damn spell. I don't know if it's true or not.
Test it.
We have somehow opened a portal that may allow the elves to return.
The elves? Are they real?
According,
or are stories?
According to all... Everything you've brought me.
Including me, unfortunately.
Then what can we do to stop this?
We probably shouldn't have took the power from the World Tree all that time ago. That was probably a very, very...
Shut up, halfling. Smack him.
I'm down here.
Lightning bolt. Now, young boffins, you will die.
The mystic knows something about this.
Speak.
She won't talk.
Speak. This concerns everyone.
Does it?
It does. The elves returning changes everything. For us and for you, your people. Remember, the elves were in charge. They're not going to take kindly to coming back and thinking if they existed... They're not going to like anyone else stepping on their toes.
I'd rather deal with the elven arrogance that I read about than the cruelty of the orcs.
Did you bring this man here?
I am her protector. And my mount, you see that silver dragon that's flying above? It misses its... former rider.
We have dragons all over the city. One silver dragon is going to pale in comparison.
But the mother of them?
Mother will bleed just like the children. Now, what is it
your empire? Your empire.
What
is
it that you have to say, Mistakes?
You know.
All right, Paladin. Our empire is finished, but not today.
Oh, you sure about that?
I think you're gonna defeat all of us by yourself.
I will die in honor, knowing that we will help them return.
Oh, good. Help him out there, would you?
So this battle goes. So y'all talk as they battle.
I slap my staff into the ground.
Help him die with honor.
And you're frozen in place. I don't need to hear that.
I'll make my save.
What are you here for?
All right, then I kill you because we don't need this to happen.
Why are you here, gnome? Apparently just to laugh, okay?
Alright, do I want...
So what is it? What is this prophecy? What does it have to do with this? Everything points to this.
The paladin claims it has something to do with the World Tree. Shut up, gnome.
He amuses me. Allow the gnome to laugh. It does amuse me so.
Yeah.
I'm not dead. This is improv. It's yes and. Yes, you're dead.
then you're wounded because you can't talk.
Oh, shit.
Well, hi, little pal, then. You just can't just...
You're surrounded by...
You've already been frozen.
No, I made the save.
All right, this is what's called a push.
Yeah.
So, who votes... For Vince, the paladin is either dead or frozen.
I had to vote with him.
If it's in the Orc City, then you're gonna be frozen.
You're gonna die one way or another.
For paladin to be there,
so you're pretty much out of the scene now.
Because we need to move this along, to get to a solution.
We have a solution. The Orc, not the Orc, the elves are coming.
Yeah, I kind of think we did get them to a solution. You said you opened up a portal and they might come through.
Yeah.
But what? And how did we do that?
Yeah, the portal's open.
He offered a suggestion for how we do that, but... Are you agreeing with that? We did at the World Tree opened it.
And so the dragon's like, the old master is coming back, or the old...
Or the tree was actually sealed them away, or something.
Well, we didn't say it.
All the halflings said...
There we go. What you did to the tree was the key that kept them away.
But it was...
It was the key to our salvation.
Dang miskicks and their crazy stuff.
But also, come talk to orcs about backup, too.
So if the tree dies, that means the elves will be back?
The elves are already back.
Yeah, the portal's open. That's why the dragon...
So there's no way to seal the portal?
Not with what you've done.
What if we heal the tree?
That's it, yeah. He said it's... I don't know what he knows, but he said it's too late.
Yeah. So that goes here.
I thought I was there to rescue you.
No. You were in the middle of a York City. You would have been dead a long time ago.
Okay. Let's redo this.
You and your dragon.
All right. So I'm frozen.
Not anymore. That was the thing that happened.
I'll pass that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you were probably killed afterwards and eaten and
No.
And the High Orcs are all like civilized and stuff now.
So now I choose a legacy.
Basically, you do your two?
I have to come up with my two things.
Yours and then I choose a legacy. He does either a period and an event, or an event and a scene.
Okay.
I vote the Khajiit spy was the legacy.
I like the idea of the
Khajiit. And then, Joseph, you're going to be the next focus, so think about what you want the... I mean, you're going to be the next Lin, so think about what you want the focus to be.
Let me see.
You can't...
Do you all pick a focus?
Well, we won't get around to everybody tonight, but yeah.
Damn.
Let's see.
This is going to be one thick history.
We don't have all that much right now.
Yeah, the first time we did it, this the table
was
full.
Excuse
me.
Can I get a regular Sharpie? Thank you. So we're going to have a period... period that goes between the Council of Nations and the World Tree being sick, where there's famine across the world, that and the orcs are close to dying out.
Okay. That's cool, man.
Which is why they have to do the World Tree thing. That's cool, and I'll come up with an event that has something to do with it.
That's cool. That worked pretty well. Still going to be a period, though.
To make this the period a little bit more broad so that more stuff can happen underneath it. Worldwide famine threatens
the starving times.
Most races on the... Do we have names for the continents?
No.
No, we didn't name them.
On the Big Island. the main continent. Okay. That's going to be... it's going to be dark. I think it would be kind of funny if I couldn't come up with a light way to do it, but I just...
Well, you know...
It's famine, and it's great. We all learned how to... I don't know...
We
get along.
They starve because they made more wine and beer than actual real food.
Alright. And so now for the event, because I want this to this is something that affects the orcs, but the event is going to be the orc population dwindles and is threatened to be extinct. Or is almost extinct. which of course is why they do their thing.
All right. I picked something minor to be a legacy because it doesn't have to be something major. I picked the Minotaur airships to be the legacy. And now Joseph is the lens. He gets to choose the next focus.
So
talk about horny pirates.
So before I choose the focus, I'm going to create a period in order to basically make a focus to focus on. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because I think you can do that, though.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. So the period is going to be... I got to think of a way to word it.
Let me see the Minotaur airships.
And what does the legacy do?
During the next... during the future rounds, you can do a... there's a legacy section where you could do a period. You can do something that's related to the legacy instead of doing something that's related to the focus.
Oh, okay.
So really?
It's an either or.
I vote Joseph play a Minotaur private, Minotaur privateer. I think he'd be good at it.
Well, if there's a scene for that. Can you wear an eye patch? Can we get Joseph an eye patch? Yeah, I'm sure that didn't get picked up by the microphone.
Yeah, it's spiked all the way to the...
Really? You watching?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go get the cookies.
Hey,
that sounds like a win-win, you know?
I told you, those things are terrible.
They're delicious.
And they're loud.
Yeah. All right. So, do we want to break here? Between?
No, not really.
And if he plays a Minotaur character, he must let me make a Minotaur drinking song for him to sing.
What do we decide the Minotaurs are the best at? Piracy?
Airship piracy. No, magic.
Just pirates.
War magic.
No, Minotaurs are all evocation.
Evocation magic.
And who are the pirates? Was it the
evil humans?
Oh, the evil humans. Okay.
They're sea pirates.
So the Minotaur airships are probably like, you know, gunships. That's frightening. They're going over.
And every once in a while, there's so, like this small child that has a very pointy. Every once in a while, there's a turtle child on the ship with a staff that's like meeting up this plumber.
Oh no! Well, actually, we can also have a, you know, changeling ape type character that's also throwing barrels at the dude.
All right, do I need to write down on a card the focus as well?
Yeah, just so we remember it.
So what is that one? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Unbalanced seasons causes strife between the summer and winter courts, which leads to war.
Oh,
God,
a Fae war.
So, time someone messed with them Fae.
So I got two places that I can put this.
Everybody else is about
I'm really thinking
somebody.
Before the one Vince just made, or between the World Tree and the Orc Empire, just kind of put some space. Mm. But
it fits really well
right there. So it's going to go before the famine and after the peace of the nations. All right, and the focus for this is naturally going to be the summer and winter court, the she. We'll just say the she.
Okay, so now with the legacy being Minotaur airships, if we want to do something as it goes around and we decide, I don't want to do something about that, I want to do something about Minotaur airships, can we do that?
Let me...
I totally spelled she badly, but...
Well, you know, it is spelled S-I-D-H-E.
Spelled as chi.
Weird ass.
The chi war.
Black marker.
The winter and summer chi war.
Where words commonly have four N's and a silent Q.
Hey, you're up.
Oh, crap. I like cookies.
I'll hold those.
All right. Score.
Precious.
Keep them going around.
See, my thing at the end of the table doesn't ever get the cookies.
Where's that mic?
Actually, the scene, the legacy period or played scene, event or, that makes an event or dictated scene. It's an event or a dictated scene, and that goes when you make your new legacy. You can do one about this one or about yours.
What? That doesn't, I don't quite understand.
When he puts out a new legacy, then he can also do an event or a dictated scene, not a period or a played scene, about any legacy that's on the table.
Oh. But only, you didn't get to do that?
Uh-uh.
Could have worn no before that. Okay. Okay.
Good night, Cookie.
Now, that's going to be really hard to do since it's at the Murray.
Give me lots of stuff. Minotaur airships? You can do anything with that. Because, you know, they're freaking Minotaur airships.
But it happens like, well, happens like down here. It's almost at the end.
Make more history.
You can't reverse time to do it back here. Or do anything with it back here.
What if someone
put
something there?
Yeah, I know, but that's the only case. What I'm saying is it limits.
That's right.
Oh, man. That's going to be cool. Yes. I'm good, young man. Thank you.
I just fucked everything up.
About time.
During this draft caused by the She War, a child of each queen declares their own court, creating spring and autumn.
Ooh. Or did you just solve everything?
Hey, yeah.
You may have just ended the conflict.
It would be dark. I would like to be.
Well, it could be the end of that period.
Yeah.
It could be the event that causes the end of it. Then we could put all kinds of awesome stuff in front of it.
See what happens when we fight? Our kids go off and...
Say war causes drought.
Okay.
It causes famine.
You want that here or over here?
I want it where...
possible cause for the famine.
Famine was over there.
Oh, No, it's going on during this war.
Okay.
Okay.
And it could lead to that, but all I'm saying is that it happens during...
Would it happen after this?
After thing? That.
Yeah. Dr. I could probably either know either one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that leads to that.
And I could do an event, right?
Yep. An event or a scene. Or a period, right?
Or a period.
Anything. You do anything relating to the she.
She.
You can take them out, you can... Put them over here, you can put them over there.
So, Christy, you just couldn't stand having that spelled wrong?
No, I couldn't.
I put the H in the wrong spot. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, you're dyslexic.
Actually,
I just can't spell.
Normal people, you know, shouldn't be able to spell that. I mean...
I'm a changeling nerd.
I mean, I understand, I'm with you, but that's not a word most people, if you say, hey, she, how do you spell that?
The goblin.
S-I-D-H.
I'm going to do something. I'm here during this event. The goblins.
What?
They haven't showed up in a while.
And they are the masters of farming.
That's right. The goblins show up, and the goblins show people how to irrigate.
It has to do with the she somehow.
You got to involve the she somehow. I mean, a she. Or.
Okay. Gotcha.
Or he, she.
Or a she. Or a she. Or a she.
Okay.
Or an it she.
You know what? Let's not label.
Or a gender fluid she. They come in all sorts.
Yeah.
The companion. One of the you created the autumn and spring court, right?
Yeah, she put, during the strife caused by the She War, a child of each queen declares her own court, creating spring and autumn.
Well, and the war causes the drought, which causes the famine.
This is correct.
And so, the faithful goblin companion of the spring court, you know, convinces, you know, a group of other goblins to teach irrigation to help help supplement food. You know, the goblin farmers' kingdom or whatever, they open up.
So like the spring court enlists the goblins to try to counter the...
Yes.
The drought?
Yes. Because she does the queen has a goblin companion.
There. Since there's already a world left.
And therefore...
Therefore,
all good, evil, and neutral kingdoms have goblin farmers in them.
That helps stop the famine, but that doesn't mean that the orcs haven't already dwindled to almost extinction. Because, you know, they're not really all that great about the whole food thing without pillaging.
But they'll welcome a goblin with food, though.
Well, yeah, but maybe it doesn't happen until after they're already dwindled, and that's why they go ahead and go to the world tree.
Well, maybe either the goblins don't make it to make
doesn't
it.
Influence.
No, no, no. Go, well, I love how it all matches up.
Yeah.
Great. What the hell?
So this is the only world. So this is the only world where goblins are welcome everywhere.
Where did my cookies go?
Okay, so
those halfling traitors again.
So due to
actually, I appreciate them no longer.
Goblin alliance with Spring Court. Each civilization now has. Goblin farmers?
They're welcome. And the halfling don't charge them that much to trade their goods.
No, you can just have the she enlist goblin farmers to renew the...
Write it however you want.
Okay. It could be, yeah.
No collaboration. That's a golden rule.
Okay.
However you want it to be, Scott, that is how
I haven't really followed that rule much.
No.
What else says to talk out loud before you write? What's the point of talking out loud if you're not
collaborating? I don't know.
The Spring Court.
Yep. Makes sense. The Spring Court would be the ones doing it because, you know, spring.
Yeah. Queen.
The Autumn Court's like, stuff does. It's okay.
Autumn Court's like, you'll be harvesting when it comes to me. You can plant it now, but we get to harvest. We get to have a celebration where we give thanks. We'll call it... Lollapalooza.
Goblin bestie. Goblin pal.
Names. Names are important. Okay.
If you can give a name, then that can be something that Christine. Can be a legacy. Or
names are important.
Where's that map with all the races and where they're at?
Zeebo Rushroot.
What I have kind of balances on where everyone is.
Zeebo? Yeah. Good name.
Zeebo Rushroot. Establishing the Brushroot name as a very noble name, even among...
You don't have to get lengthy.
Okay.
You didn't tell him to add a name.
Mm. I did, but...
And you know, Scott,
you gotta fit it on a card.
You know, Scott and I tend to, you know, embellish.
Yes. So this is a light... This is a light event.
I'd say so.
Yeah, absolutely. Brushroot. Now, where do you want to put it? Before or after the orc population gets to the close to extinction?
Yeah. Close,
doesn't matter either way.
You put it after, and that means maybe the goblins are helping to save the orcs.
Yeah, they are.
Put it before, they're just assholes.
Oh, yeah. they're replenishing everything, but not giving it to the orcs.
Can I see that card, please?
Well, they don't get to the orcs in time, but they got to get through everybody else first.
Well, yeah.
That one name has a lot of vowels.
Argus, Argus, Fergus.
Sionia.
Sionia. Oh, wow. That's a little vowel, honey. Yeah.
You were you?
No, Sionia.
Goblin farms in every nation.
I took like Sienna and Sonia and like.
But orcs will last. But you still have a goblin farm, damn it.
What alignment are the goblins?
Neutral. Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah, that's funny. Because you know, goblins are usually adventurer fodder.
Not in this world.
They still can be.
Commoners.
No.
Yeah, they're basically. Yeah, they're basically the peasants of the entire planet.
Peasants?
Yes. Yeah, so they kind of the
probably
going
to have to do with kobolds.
Oh, kobolds are the worst. They make traps. And
but that makes the thieves useful.
Oh, I should have put that in the palette. That, like...
No kobolds?
No, kobolds are furry, not scaly.
Are you a...
No, goblins should...
I'm ready whenever.
The goblins should not be looked at as the... No,
they're not. They're not.
Yeah.
No, we don't have little races that we hate, really. It's all the big ones. Alright, so where do you want this?
I don't know. Spring, right? Gnomes are evil.
It's got to be near the Spring Court, because...
Well, it's after the worldwide famine, right? You want it somewhere in this period.
It had to be, but it's got to be near the She Spring Court, though.
Well, that happens over here. So
that was the Spring Court.
It would have to be after that.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be at the same time. Yeah. Because it can be something that happens further down. Okay. It's still the She having involvement, so yeah, that works.
That works.
You got yours?
Yes, but I was so busy thinking about mine. What did you do? In short.
Goblins are now making food for everybody.
Okay. Now, between...
There's a lot more involvement than that.
Yeah.
That boils in the summary.
Summary. Yeah, yeah. Between the orcs dwindling and it's other races, right?
Well, the orcs are the ones that are dwindling, but the worldwide famine is affecting everybody.
Right. So, the orcs and other people are going towards the She and protest.
Well, there claiming has to, the for She. A scene, there has to be a question.
What's the question? Damn, I didn't even think about that.
You can just do an event that says that.
Yeah, if you're not asking a question, it's an event.
Then the orcs are trying to steal. What are they going to. Are they going to.
Orcs, right?
We gotta remember, this only affects the main continent, too. The other continents are fine.
Not very many people live on the other continent, though.
It's true.
My races live on the other continent.
Now, the races know that the She pretty much caused the famine, right?
I don't think anybody said that they know, so not necessarily. You could say that they know.
Question.
You could say that.
Do other races know that the
She are the cause of it?
Well, then put it on a green card, then, if you're going to ask the question.
Going on.
Okay.
I'm not answering that.
What?
I'm going to pass one of this one.
I don't know. I may pass just so we don't have that many people in the scene.
And where is this taking place?
Hey, I want to do something minor. Orphan arachnids and orphan goblins. You know, I want to do us. So I think it'd be cool that they can be blood brothers and like, you know, you can have goblin spider riders, but they're not like, you know what I mean? They work.
If I do an
goblin spider riders, who would come up with an idea?
Arachnids are not spiders.
A scene for everyone coming together in a council, trying to figure out how it happens,
or how did the
and then that would happen at Arrakis. That would be at Arrakis then, because that's where that's where the world council is.
Most centaurs hate that.
Would it still be this?
Everyone wants to ride a
council meets at Arrakis to determine the cause.
No, that's a different kind of riding.
So you just want it to be an event then?
Yeah.
Pass my phone. Okay. Pass my phone. It's right there, bro. That's
right. So the council is going to meet at Arrakis to determine the cause of the famine, and since this is an event, do they determine it or not?
Well,
I'm sorry, I'm writing and I can't listen and write.
I just want to, do they find out?
Yay, someone else!
do they find out or not?
Tractor beam!
Since you're just doing an event. Okay.
We haven't introduced ourselves
and
either.
They figure it out.
That's true. They don't know who we are. They know the interns, that's all that matters.
Or at least a probable. It doesn't have to be the cause.
So they have a suspicion.
Yes.
So all nations meet at Arrakis and suspect the She of causing the famine.
All nations?
Well, the ones that are members of the council.
The ones on the continent. The other continent don't care. I mean.
So under your spring and autumn, I have a scene. How do the winter and summer queens respond to their offspring's actions? So we have the winter. We have all the leaders. The winter queen, the summer queen, the autumn queen, and the spring king.
Yup. They're like, how dare you start a patriarchy? We're all like a matriarchy.
So do you want to be one of the queens or the king?
No. Yasha, I'll be the queens and I'll be
here's
the king.
Does that happen?
Right after the orcs.
Okay, the cause of the famine. So
yeah, between the orcs and the spring. I don't. Yeah.
So we need a circle on there. Is that a light event? Since they think they figured out what caused it.
I would say so.
It depends on if you're the sheet or not. It would not be good for them.
Oh. So a light event.
Light.
Okay. And they do. And so they do fight.
They have a suspicion, but they don't know for sure.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. So you put out the scene.
How do the queens respond to their offspring's action? And it's all four heads of the court are the required characters. Hmm. And it'll be wherever they would meet. I don't know where would they meet. Oh, you built a... didn't somebody build a common city for them? Nope, they have their own cities.
Yeah, no, they have a
well, no, one, there was one city that we put them on either side.
Okay, so
where's
that's...
Where's the map at?
The map? The map.
I know where it's at. It's near the...
yeah, they do have a common city, yes.
Silver Court or something like that? I don't know.
The Silver Court is actually... That's actually the human city.
Oh, Court of Silver Arcadia. Crest. Sorry.
Yeah,
yeah, it's Arcadia.
Okay.
So it's there.
I technically named it.
All right, I'll pass.
I'll pass.
I will be... I'll be King Arturian.
All right,
all the guys play the one. Okay,
and only one of us can not be a queen.
I'm out.
So the rest of us are queens.
Wait, not it?
No. If there are four mandatory characters,
Scott gets to pick his queen first.
Yeah, you get to pick which of the three queens.
Do you want to be the winter queen Aelrin,
the
summer queen Ferrisol, or the autumn queen Sionia?
I'll do the autumn queen.
So
y'all are the two children.
Yes.
Oh, great. We're the ones who after this. So yeah, you want to be
queen? Don't forget, y'all two hate each other right now.
Are you going to be Queen Aelrin or Queen Ferrisol?
So which one's the best?
Probably Ferrisol. No, she sounds kind of hot.
Ferrisol, okay. Aelrin is the winner.
So to put it in context, this just says leads to war. We don't actually yet know what caused the specific war. But y'all are right now, due to unbalanced seasons, y'all are just kind of at each other's throats, maybe. Not necessarily at war. It's up to y'all.
Yeah, I thought that saved the war, right? Or ended the war, right?
Now,
it started.
Just for context.
It might have started it.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily say.
No, due to seasonal imbalance, it kind of...
Unbalanced seasons causes strife between the summer and winter courts, which leads to war.
I know exactly how that happened.
Can you read the next part just for context?
During the strife caused by the Shi War, a child of each queen declares their own court, creating spring and autumn.
Okay. Which one's my
turn? So all that's happened so far is...
You are Ferrisol.
Definitely going to be a war and...
Alright. So, Arturian?
You're Ferrisol.
Right, but which one's my kid?
Goblin orphans, good rides batters.
Oh.
I don't care about your porn fetishes.
Is my kid spring or autumn?
No, actually, my college fraternity's mascot. I know a lot about Sigmar.
These two new court people would be like the offspring of both of our children together, right?
Yeah.
Both of them.
No,
not necessarily.
No. One is the son of one of you, and the other is the daughter of one of you.
Which one's mine? I mean, should I go on Jerry or something?
Autumn is probably the offspring of Winter. Spring is probably the offspring of
Summer.
So
the king is your kid.
All right.
Ferrisol, this is totally your fault.
It's not my fault. It's your kid's fault.
No, your kid is...
they're arguing about
a male... How can a male be a leader?
Wasn't my first choice, but he's doing well. Better than your kid.
You support a male leader?
It
doesn't matter if either of you support anything. Both me and Sionia have our own courts now.
But mommy, I love him. I love him.
Who do you love?
I love him.
Are you guys...
But you were bad together. Because you didn't approve my marriage. Look at your grandchild. Look at your grandchild.
Look at your...
I refuse.
Look at your...
Look at your
what has happened?
Apparently you guys have a kid.
We're completely different lines and not intersecting.
Look at him.
I told you no. I told you no.
You're
like France and Germany. It's not
So we need to bring Maury Povich into this.
I send you to private school for a reason.
She's claiming that you're the father.
So
you're saying you're
the
not
child
the
child of Queen Sionia, King Arturian. You are the father. This is the part where you're supposed to stand up and go,
"See, I told you, but no, you kicked me out. No, and you denied our child. You denied your little girl." So I tell all y'all to go to
What's the version of hell in this thing?
Hell? Just hell?
Go to hell!
So, for those of you... So, for those of you who are listening and not able to see, Christy has the most confused face I've ever seen on her about this turn of events.
That just happened. It has anything to do
with... That's how men are like when women are arguing. We're like, what the hell just happened? Damn. That's how men are. When you ladies go to...
We establish different courts. You have your own court.
Because you...
And I have my own court.
But what brought us together?
No, there is no together. That's where...
Well, I know, but that's why we broke apart, because...
No, there was never a together.
Wait, did she have a whole kingdom then with your divorce? You got half the kingdom?
No.
No, there was no... What it is you two both went off as... to find your own way. Not together.
We kind of pitched apart.
Yeah, these bitches are crazy. We pitched apart.
Why aren't we going against them?
What?
Why aren't we going against them?
That's what we should do. We should show them that they cannot break off from us and do their own thing.
That answers the question.
So it sounds like we're working together.
Yeah.
So actually, the Winter and Summer Queen.
All it says is leads to war. It never says war between who.
So it looks like you two are banding together against those two, probably separate.
Yeah.
We don't like you breaking off and doing your own thing.
Well, y'all have split power.
I mean, our court should be bigger, right?
Power away from them.
In subjects, in land.
In land, yeah.
All right, man. You're the last one on this one.
You got a belt or a paddle?
I got distracted.
I like the secret
whole,
love chat.
The whole Maury Povich show.
I kind of lost it. It confused me.
I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
You got accused of being a father.
And he's over here going, but I have a wife and kids that are nothing to do with you. I've never even touched you before.
Because what? That never happened. Somebody with a wife and kids.
Hey,
all you need to do is hug him.
Really?
Yes.
Hugging is where babies come from.
Even though he's rebellious.
Okay, so I can do the usual thing and do the...
When you do your legacy. That'd be after he does his
thing. Okay.
I've got one more thing.
Okay.
I've got an event to do. Vince.
All right, so... the World Tree's sick. We've already kind of established that. Can I get a...
Amen. Amen.
The halfling did the paternity test. He played the halfling.
That was a clusterfuck, dude.
No.
I was so confused.
Yeah.
You were. Scott, what are you smoking?
That's what the halfling gave.
I thought we were here to get onto them, and they're fighting each other. I don't know what happened.
All right, so
like, period, like, what? And a
marker. Wait, what do you want?
A period and a marker.
I don't want to know.
Alright,
yeah,
so... I'm going to do a period. So the world tree is sick. There's been famine. So the world turns to steam technology.
It's a sheep.
Summer makes steam.
Yeah,
go on, Summer.
That wouldn't necessarily be in response to them.
Nope.
I was thinking about that as a counter to the... to the she, but she wouldn't, you know, to, but their war is over here. Well, then maybe the steam technology starts in a minute.
I know.
Dark in our history.
All right, so never mind. Let me do an event then.
A lot of periods, maybe.
Dark light events, light. Though. You gotta have light events, because all is dark.
So the she conflict, leads to the emergence of steam technology.
How?
Yeah, I don't see technology-based people.
No, the other people. All the other races. Because the Shi are now basically coming out. They're, you know, blasting powers and stuff all over the place. So the response that other people do to try to survive the Shi War.
Due to the Shi War, other races make steam-powered defenses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One thing being more
specific, like the invention of a specific thing. Like,
so,
like there's a famine,
Maybe they invent some steam engine to pump water or something like that. I don't know, it just makes it more flavorful. You don't have to do it. Just that way you can throw a name.
Let me see. What's the race that what's the race that had technology? Was that the good humans, I think?
They were engineers, the good humans. Okay.
Alright, so let's go with
Yep. And that is the city of Silvercrest?
Yeah, that's the good human city, yes.
Okay. Which is actually really close to the chief.
So, we're not going to be playing for another, 3 weeks? Well, I mean, we're not going to do this again for another 3 weeks?
I don't know. All right. We can figure out a time to do it.
Oh, man, this is going to be fun.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, how are we supposed to remember all this? We're going to have to... All
right, so the good humans developed steam pump technology to survive the she drought.
All right.
I'm not going to say it. Well, it starts with an M.
What did you smoke before you came here?
No.
Sleep deprivation.
He's thinking about.
He is.
The steam pump.
Steam. Oh, steam pump.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
So tired.
One more thing that I need to do with the she.
My side hurts.
All right, so we're going to have an event in the end where the prophetic portents of the elves return happen. It's going to be... Let's see. Population... Or it's good, let's say she. How do you spell it?
D H E.
She population declines for unknown reasons.
All right, and Vince, you're going to pick a legacy.
All right.
You mean the war didn't do it?
No, this is way in the future.
Oh.
Light, dark, dark.
Definitely dark.
They could have been evil sheep.
Alright, so for legacy,
has to be something from that round.
Yeah.
But like mine, it doesn't have to be anything major. It could be anything mentioned in that round.
So for my legacy, I'm going to do Zeebo Brushroot.
And who is that?
That is the goblin that the Spring Courts enlisted to...
He was the companion. He was the king's best friend.
After he does his legacy period or, I mean, excuse me, event or dictated scene.
He was not a lackey or a subject. He was a friend of the king's.
Rather than starting a new round, because that would be way late.
I was trying to make the goblin the lackey. They were buds.
He's a king.
But still.
All right, now you can do an event or a dictated scene from either one of these.
What? What? Come on, say it.
That's the reason Arturian was so dumbstruck by because
friends.
They're friends. Oh. He's like, wait, I know I didn't touch her. I've been touching the goblin.
Alright, so I didn't take any scene about either one. Huh?
What'd you say?
I'm going to dictate to see anybody in one.
Or an event. You just can't do a period or a played scene.
Oh, God, Sam's...
You cannot do a period or a played scene. You can do an event or a dictated scene.
Breathe it in.
No.
Basically the same thing. All right, I'll do a dictated scene.
Got it.
How about... No, it's dictated. So you don't have to worry about it.
What's the question?
Question is going to be, how did Zeebo become acquainted with the queen, the Spring Court,
the king.
Well, it's not Spring Court, it's queen.
That should be king, yeah.
So is Zeebo a guy or a girl?
Don't judge.
Just asking.
Don't judge their love.
It's a goblin name. It's kind of hard to tell.
Arturian is goblosexual.
Right,
that sounds wrong.
Care to share with the group?
All right. So, how did Spring Court King become acquainted with Zeebo Brushroot?
They're at this bar. Got the extended forest.
Now, I'm not saying sexually, but I'm also not ruling it out.
Well, hey, you're dictating. Do whatever you want.
How about this? Maybe because of the split, maybe they're trying to assassinate him, and the goblin hit him or something, or healed his wounds, thinking that they killed him. There's something like that.
I thought he was a farmer.
Farmers can help and heal.
We're playing Dungeons and Dragons. I hear heal automatically, like,
No, it's herbalism and bandages and stuff. Yeah, herbalism.
Doesn't mean I can't be a cleric. It's a farmer.
That's true. Like, I'm a farmer. I'm a 20th level cleric. I just retired. My retirement was this plot of land.
Zeebo could be a druid.
This is a druid, would make sense.
Yeah, Zeebo the druid.
He's doing a lot of writing over here.
Wow.
He's writing a novel.
No. It's just more of a short story, really.
It's a novella.
Detailed scenes of their meeting, apparently. Heaving Don't breasts and all that.
It's going to become an HBO series.
Or a Lifetime.
No, HBO. There's too much.
His pecs were glorious.
King Arturian becomes enamored with Zeebo due to offer of a newly engineered flower.
Engineered flower, cool.
Yeah.
It happens. Most rose species are engineered.
Yep.
All
right, to be continued. So, goodbye for now.
Bye for now.
See ya.
Toodles.